So kaya yon. Kaya eh ang Mesopotamia, if this is the map of halimbawa to Arabia, Sinai. Ganyan yung river. Euphrates tsaka Tigris. Andito yung Israel. So, ito yung mga binanggit sa Genesis eh. Yung Gihon tsaka Pishon, di na nila makita. That's why the theory is, which is basically Mesopotamia. Which is modern day Iran and Iraq. So, in-identify yung dalawang river na yan, di ba? So, the theory is, Eden is somewhere here. Pero, palagi ko nagkakamali sila dahil ang alam kong Eden nasa Ortigas. Eh. Eden Ilagan. Okay. Okay. Buti na lang. May mga pinagbibigyan nyo ako. Kunyari, tumatawa kayo naman. Well, anyway, any more questions before we proceed to number 7? Lana, okay. Now, number 7 is 7 plus. Now, what does that represent? Any guess? Huh? Ano, Faye? Kings, well, medyo tama, pero hindi eksakto. 7 plus. Can you remember something, an event that they're mentioning 7 plus? Huh? By the way, when we use these numbers, it actually represents either an event or a block of time or a period of time. And this represents kings. Kaya ganyan sinabi ni Faye. The story of the kings from we'll start from probably 1 Samuel. Diba? Kasi nga, kakatapos lang natin ng Judges. So, what do you think is the reason why we included 7 plus? And what does that represent? Huh? Anyone? Pag-isipin ko naman kayo para... 7 plus. Anyone who can remember? Number 7, somewhere in that narrative. Huh? Huh? So, huwag ka na maniwala sa swerte, Miss Cry. So, malas yan. Okay. May naalala ba kayo na number 7? Jericho, well, yeah. Well, lampas na nga eh. Judges na eh. After na ng Judges eh. Siret? Ha, Siret? That represents David. Yeah, remember when God told Samuel, because God didn't want Saul anymore, go to the house of Jesse, di ba? And anoint one of his son. Di ba? Pitong anak na nakakaraan, sabi ni Samuel, wala namang iba. How could Jesse forget one of his sons? Ah, meron pa pala, sabi niya. Nasa ano? After 7 sons, the last one, the 8th son, was David. By the way, do you believe that God, that you are God's favorite? Ikaw, Leo, do you believe you're God's favorite? Yes? But every one of us is God's favorite. So, paano yun? If you're God's favorite and everyone's a favorite, nobody's favorite. do you believe that God, as an individual, you are special to God? Huh? Na kahit, di ba, yung ibang Christian kasi, pastor kasi, kaya na-answer prayer mo, pastor ka eh. Hindi po, pare-pareho lang tayo anak ng Diyos eh. Diyo, siguro, siyempre, somehow special din kayo. May isa akong kausap na gano'n. Paano niyo naman ho nasabi yan? Kaya ba ni Lord maging special ang bawat isa? Kaya, di ba? Do you agree? Yeah, like for example, if you raise up your hand, ilan ba daliri niyo sa isang kamay? Ha? Huh? Diyan sa limang daliri na yan, sino pinaka-paborito mo? Ha? Huh? Di ba? Sabi nila, I heard someone from church that it's impossible not to have favorites in the family. Sabi ko, no, I don't think so. I have two kids and I both like them. Well, I can testify that my parents, we were 8 children in the family. Mahal kami lahat. Sabi niya, hindi, lahat ng pamilya may paborito. Sabi ko, kaya yun. Hindi. Sabi pala niya, imposible na hindi kaya raw ng tao na walang paborito. Kaya nga, sabi ko, taas mo nga yung daliri mo, di ba? Kaya hindi siya maniwala na God likes each and every one of us. Eh. Tinaas nga niya, 10 daliri. Ano dyan ang pinaka-least favorite mo? Hindi niya ako masagot. Kasi kung may ituro siya, sabihin ko sa nga, putulin kaya natin. Tignan mo nga kung ayaw mo yung kahit na, di ba? You don't even want one of your fingers to be cut off. Right? Oh, bawasan natin. Alin dyan sa tenga mo ang ayaw mo? Dalawa na lang, pipiliin natin. But that is the reason why we can believe that everyone is important. That's why I cannot comprehend Jesse forgetting David. Okay, but the point is, we're moving now. We're now in 1 Samuel, and we all know the story. They were, or even David, because like I said, that represents the whole period of the kings, like what Faye said. Now, we all know the story when the Israelites were asking God for a king. Alam niyo ba yung pangalan ng king? Si A. King. Diba? They were asking for a king. For a king. And, sabi ni Lord, grant them what they're asking for. Sabi niya kay Samuel. They were not rejecting you. They were rejecting me. Basa niyo ba yan? Now, question. Is God against the monarchy? Against ba siya na magkaroon ng kings ang mga Israelites? Who said yes? Who said no? Who said, I don't know? Who says, I don't yes? God is not against the monarchy. Kasi nga, even in Deuteronomy 17, basahin natin. Basa. Yeah, Deuteronomy 17. What does it say there? What is that chapter all about? Well, towards the end of the chapter. Huh? Are you using the ESV or the NIV? Ha? Huh? Laos na pala Bible dito na hindi digital, no? Oh, kasi pag ginaganto ko pa rin eh. Pero I'm hoping na somehow people will be inspired to read the Bible. You know, kasi I could actually use a digital version, but makakala nila Dota lang yun nandun, no? O nagsusurf lang ako eh, di ba? I'm not saying that you're sinful if you use that. What I'm saying is, when I'm in front, I choose to, kasi pag wala naman ako sa harapan, digital din ginagamit ko. But anyway, it says here in the paper version, Sabi nun, and especially NIV 1984, sabi nito sa verse 14, the king. It's a law about kings. And like I said, this is from Deuteronomy, so it's way back, somewhere at the start of the Old Testament, in the Pentateuch, meaning the five books of Moses. And even as early as that time, the Lord already decided to set up the monarchy. Tama ba? And in fact, at the end of Genesis, even earlier than Deuteronomy, when Jacob was prophesying to his sons, what did he tell about Judah? Sabi niya, the scepter will not depart from Judah. Tama ba? Kaya nga, do you know that David came from that tribe of Judah? And so we can say that the Lord was not, or is even now up to this time, is not against the monarchy. He was against the timing. Well, in my opinion, the way I read it, because like I said, I cited this passages which are earlier than Samuel. So I believe the monarchy is the will of God. But going back to this 7+, we all know the story. And there's no king that actually represents a perfect one. Di ba? Parang lahat na lang ng hari, may kalokohan eh. Di ba? Like David himself, a man after God's own heart. Di ba? Ano ba nangyari kay David? That incident with Bathsheba. Di ba? Actually, David is a good picture of not tolerating sin in your life. Kasi one sin will lead to another. Sabi ng Bible, in the time when kings go to war, David stayed in the palace and he saw this girl taking a bath. Kaya nga Bathsheba, di ba? That's Taglish for naliligo na ba siya? Bathsheba, di ba? Okay? So, and he watched this girl taking a bath and that birthed something in his heart. Diba? That led him to commit adultery and later on commit murder. But David was not perfect. Who else? Of course, Saul is not perfect. How about Solomon? Sabi ng Bible, he was the wisest person to live in the history of mankind, probably except the Lord Jesus Christ. But you have taken courses with Pastor Paul Barker, right? Did he talk about the narratives? Sometimes in the narratives, it's subtle when they say something. Because Solomon actually was a king and yet he said, or the pages of the Bible directly said that he was a wise guy. Wise, hindi wais. But at the same time, in my opinion, he's still the dumbest. You know why? Eh, sabi nito sa Deuteronomy 17. Basahin natin. Deuteronomy 17, 14. When you enter the land, the Lord your God is giving you. Again, I'm reading the NIV. Kasi lahat naman ng notes ko nandito NIV. Wala pa akong ESV ko, maliliit eh. Sabi rito, and you say, let us set a king over us like all the nations around us. Be sure to appoint over you the king the Lord your God chooses. He must be from among your own brothers. Sabi rito ni Lord, do not place a foreigner over you, one who is not a brother Israelite. Verse 16, the king moreover must not acquire great numbers of horses for himself. Or make the people return to Egypt to get more of them. For the Lord has told you, you are not to go back, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, it's not blah, 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 useless. Ibig sabihin. Ano ba sabi ito? 17, he must not take many wives or his heart will be led astray. Nakita nyo ba? Will be led astray. Kaya bawal mag-smoke mga Christian. Will be led astray. Okay. Mamayang gabi sa bahay, bigla nyo makukuha yan kung bakit. And also, sabi rito, do not accumulate gold and silver. Saan ba nakalagay yun? Ha? Huh? Yeah, anong verse? Verse 17. Ayun pala, doon na rin pala. No? But what did Solomon do? We all know the story. Sabi ng Bible, he made gold and silver very common. Diba? And he acquired horses. Kung ano na kayo sinabi, binaliktad pa ni Solomon. And he married what? He had, sabi ng Bible, he had 1,000 wives. Actually, 700 wives and 300 concubines. 300 porcupines, diba? Binaliktad ni Solomon. Sabi rin dito sa Deuteronomy 17, each king should have a copy of the law. Okay? So, that's why even Solomon, well, tradition believes that he repented later on. Thank God for that. But that is the reason why that shows why there is no perfect king. And in fact, kahit na yung mga hindi king, di ba, mga leader ng bansa, okay, although we pray for them, but they're not perfect. Di ba, unfortunately, like, I don't want to make a political comment. Balik na lang tayo sa Bible, okay? Yung mga king, di ba? Hindi sila perfect. Laging merong blemish. Like last Wednesday, Pastor Steve talked about Hezekiah, who was not concerned about the coming generations. Well, I think that's in our fuel. But anyway, I believe that it is the monarchy as an institution actually represents or will force us to think about a king who's perfect. Kasi kahit si David, kahit si Josiah, hindi rin, di ba? Sinabi na nga, huwag mong labanan yung mga yan. Nagmarunong, di ba? Nagmagaling, kaya patay tuloy. Okay? But that basically represents that part of the Old Testament, the kings, 7+. Then, the next one is 8 years. Now, what is that 8 years? By the way, the kingdom of Israel was divided into two because of Solomon. Diba sabi ni Lord kay Solomon, during the time of your son, the kingdom will be divided. Diba? Kaya kung ito yung promised land, siyempre, Mediterranean Sea. Nahati po sa dalawa yan. The one in the north is Israel. The one in the south is what? Judah. Diba? 10 tribes daw rito. Dito, 2 tribes lang. Which is, this includes the tribe of Benjamin. Dapat ba naka-mic pa ka talaga ako? Ganun ba? Pina-podcast ba o parang file lang naman? Podcast, okay. Para huhulihin kung may mga mali akong sinasabi. Diba, of course, the capital of Judah is Jerusalem. There's only one dynasty. Davidic dynasty, yung mga nanggaling lahat kay David. Yan, Davidic ang tawag. Dito, there were at least 4 dynasties. And all of the kings in the north are evil. Of course, the capital is Samaria. And later on, in the year 722 BC, okay, now we're going to refer back to our dates there. Ito yung fall of Israel. Mababasa natin yan sa 2 Kings 17. And then, and they were brought to Assyria. Alam naman natin, they say that the Assyrians were very brutal in treating their prisoners. Sabi nga nila, you know, they would even skin their prisoners. Diba? Kaya yung mga, diba, yung mga hunter ng modern day hunter, diba, mga fur ng mga hayop, diba, yung kanilang dinidisplay. Ah, pare, napatay ko yung tigre na yan sa gantong lugar, diba? Nung panahon, yung mga Assyrians, skin ng tao ang dinidisplay nila. They skin them, you know, and their captives, they put hooks on their nose or on their upper lip. Kaya, you know, pag nahuli ka ng mga Assyrians, ganun eh. Kinakadena ka. Kaya, alam mo na, pagka may puga nun eh. Pagtanggal yung ilong, pumuga yun, ibig sabihin. By the way, alam niyo ba yung puga? Sorry, salitang sampalok. Yung mga takas. Okay, kaya you know, they were, their sandals were confiscated. Kasi ang hirap tumakbo sa disyerto. Pag walang chinelas, Spartan, di ba? Kaya nga nung from Exodus, during the Exodus from Egypt to Israel, diba, sabi ni Lord, hindi raw napudpud yung mga sandals ng mga Israelites. Actually, nalilito sila raw kung sandals pa yun o kalyo. Kaya sa init nung disyerto, baka yung kalyo nila, ganyan naka. Ha? Kasing kapal ng mga crocs, di ba? Okay. But they were also chained, their thumbs cut off, para they cannot hold swords. The big toes were cut off so that they cannot run fast. Ganyan po yung mga Assyrians. And then of course, the southern kingdom, because of, well, northern kingdom were put into exile. But up to now, they cannot be found. The ten tribes of Israel. Hanggang ngayon, hindi na makita. On the other hand, the southern kingdom, they were brought to exile year 586 BC. Andun ba yun sa timeline natin sa ibabaw? Wala, no? And 586 BC was the time when Jerusalem was destroyed. Ito, yung temple, di ba? Nakita naman natin yun sa 2 Kings 25, 24 to 25, ayan. And the temple was destroyed. That's why the Book of Lamentations, it was actually a lament, like singing while grieving. They were so sad about what happened with the temple in Jerusalem. It was destroyed. But they all came back. Ito ang mga nag-exile sa kanila, mga Babylonians. But they came back to the land. Ito na yun. Return from exile, 538 BC. But this year, 8 years, represent actually what 2 Kings 24:12 is saying. Now, on the 8th year of the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, he himself attacked Jerusalem. Kasi there were actually 3 waves of exile going to Babylon. Yung una, yung 605 BC. Ayan, kasama dyan si Prophet Daniel. Then, 597 BC, ayun nga, 8 years after, Okay? And the last one is 586 BC when Jerusalem was destroyed. Pero it was in this time when Nebuchadnezzar personally led the attack of Jerusalem. And that represents that period when the Israelites were exiled. Specifically the Judahites. But they returned nga, 532 BC. 538, I mean. Madali na naman tandaan yung date na yan, di ba? 5 plus 3 is equal to 8. Now, in Jeremiah, God promised the Israelites that they'll be restored after 70 years. Eh kung 586 BC, bakit 538 bumalik na? May 70 years na ba nun? Huh? Hello? Do the math. Wala pa, di ba? So, does that mean that the prophecy failed? Ha? Ganun ba? Nag-fail ba yung prophecy? Lord, na-miss ka. Mali yung math mo, Lord. Hindi po, kasi do you know that 516 BC? And we can read this in Haggai. Ilang pa na yan. That the temple was rebuilt. So, do the math. That's 70 years. Okay, mababasa natin yan sa Book of Jeremiah. Okay, question. Mukhang tinatamaan na tayo ng ng afternoon delight. Okay. What is the epistle? New Testament muna tayo. That was written for those who suffer from or those who are hungry. Ah, kasi mukhang gutom na kayo eh. Colossians. Sino sumagot nun? Kaiso, binubuking mo. Okay. Colossians, sige. Hindi kayo nagising. Ah, Colossians. Okay, tanong muna tayo. Para magising naman kayo. O, sige. Ah, serious pala to. O, sige, Janet.
Going back dun sa, you were asking kanina if God approved of monarchy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said even before they were asking for a king,
yeah,
he already gave guidelines.
Yeah.
For a king. But couldn't that also be because he was God and he knew